From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities are likely bracing for more protests Saturday across the Muslim world, a day after large crowds of protesters from seven countries staged demonstrations after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The 30-year-old was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Arab League, comprised of nearly two dozen countries, will meet Saturday in an effort to create a joint position on the Jerusalem position of the United States. Venezuelans will head to the polls Sunday for municipal elections that are expected to tighten leftist President Nicolas Maduro's grip on the beleaguered Central American nation. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable coalition refused to put up candidates for the 335 open mayoral seats, saying it had no confidence in a fair election. Coalition candidates had been expected to win more than half of Venezuela's 23 governorships in mid-October's ballot, but they claim only five after irregularities, including last-minute shifts in polling places and a shortage of voting machines in anti-Maduro neighborhoods. National Electoral Council's chief, Sandra Oblitas, said voting materials had been distributed so Venezuelans could exercise their constitutional right at the polls on Sunday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters are still battling several wind-fueled wildfires in the Southern California region. Officials say over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. Nearly 6,000 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are working to slow the spread of those wildfires. The United Nations says the death toll in the attack early this week on UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo has climbed to 15, and the UN will fly its flags at half-staff Monday in tribute. Peacekeepers, all from Tanzania, were working at a UN mission in the DRC's troubled North Kivu province, home of the Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic, or ADF, forces. A UN official told VOA the group, which has attacked the mission in the past month, is suspected to be behind Thursday's attack. Reports say at least two more peacekeepers are missing. The UN mission said at least five Congolese soldiers were also killed in the protracted fighting between the suspected ADF elements and UN and Congolese forces. Antonio Guterres spoke before the UN Security Council about the attack.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace. These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
The Secretary General said military reinforcements have arrived on the scene, and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. The International Organization for Migration has begun the voluntary repatriation of thousands of West African migrants being held in detention centers in Libya under abusive conditions. Most come from Nigeria, Guinea, Mali, and Senegal. Agency spokesman Leonard Doyle says people are returning home after having endured months of torture, overcrowding, and other forms of ill treatment in the Libyan detention centers.
We really, once again, ask social media companies to step it up and behave in a responsible way when people are being lured to their death, to their torture, their families are being emasculated, the torture sessions are sent back to the families over WhatsApp, which I understand is also a Facebook tool.
Doyle says Facebook is interested in pushing its market share in Africa. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.